You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Grace Show with Eleanor Grace.
Eleanor Grace.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Grace Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, hi, hello there, everyone. I'm Eleanor, and joining you here from London in the UK. And we're looking at having a fabulous week this week. So we're concentrating very, very much onto the moons, aren't we? We've had a blue moon and we've got a strawberry moon that's coming up at the end of the month. Look around the 29th of June for that. It's a very powerful, powerful, wonderful sort of situation for all of us. We're going to be looking at love and romance and how we can really make a difference in our lives with partners. Those lovers, maybe we want to reconnect with somebody from the past. Are you looking at resolving some family discord or some arguments maybe that have happened? Let's have a look and let's see exactly what we can do for you. So I'm going to use my cards here. These are tarot. And they're also connecting through to my Victorian cards as well, which are lovely. And I want to be sharing some of these messages with you guys too. And remember that we're looking at all of your questions, how you want to be progressing really through into this next week. And I'm looking for answers to those questions for you. When we're considering the strawberry moon, it is very, very much about how we're all able to make a difference to those loved ones around us. We can make a wish, and wishes and dreams are really important at this time because we are literally making a wish here on our hopes for the future, for the things that we want to see happening in our lives, for our children perhaps as well, for those friends and work colleagues around us. Now, I'm just going to take this here. This is an Ace. This is the Ace of Wands, which is a fire energy. And this is looking very, very much towards creating contacts, giving the right information out to the right people, and allowing everybody here to really be saying, look, this is where I am, this is what I want to do, and this is my message to you. So I do think I've got somebody on the line here who is connecting through to us on this show. Is Rosemary? Rosemary that is there. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And how are you doing, Rosemary? Do you have a question that you'd like to ask me, Rosemary, so we can get straight into a mini reading for you?
Sure, I got a lot on my mind, a lot on my plate. Either a relationship overseas or moving there from the U.S. to Italy, or
and if you? Fantastic. That's an amazing thing. Now, the devil is in the detail, I think, for you, Rosemary. You do have to look at how you can make those connections work properly for you. I feel that it is a long distance that you're going to, but is this in July? Do you have something that you have to do this July? We've got the seventh month of the year here for you. So that's a powerful set of changes that is happening. And you're really feeling as though you need to get all of the paperwork out, get all of the detail out, and reconnect here with what you really want to achieve. Because there's some things that are missing here. There's some parts of this plan that I think are very much missing here to you. Do you agree with that? Do you feel that it's not quite complete, this transition? Everybody wants it to happen. Everybody wants to do this sort of big, big move. But there's all sorts of little bits that aren't connecting here to me. You are separating ties as well, so you're leaving people behind. But it is a big new journey, isn't it? And a big new start for you. And that's exactly what you have got to do. You've got to be looking at how you can connect to the right people at the right time. So what's happening in July there, Rosemary? Are you feeling that that's a month that is literally full up with plans at the moment?
That I'm usually there in the June or July period, summertime. And I got something here in
Is that
June.
When you're planning on moving? Are you moving in July?
I'm hoping that I finish up something with my brother the 23rd. He's bringing me a lot of chaos, so the chaos. Yes, that makes sense.
So are you reconnecting with him? On the 23rd of July. Is that what is happening around you then, Rosemary?
Yeah, I got to go back to court with him. He's putting me through hell and back for my father's will and the property home, and I can't leave the house yet. I'll lose it all.
So on the 23rd of July, something special is happening because we have the Ace of Wands here. This is all about a point in destiny, and you won't lose. You're not going to lose anything at all. I feel that this is very, very much more about you making a decision. Look for the details that are around you now, though, Rosemary, because this is where the answers are. I feel that there's something missing, that you haven't really been looking in the right direction to get a result. So are you hoping for this property to be sold or to be able to leave then? Is that what the contract is about?
Yeah, that's what the judge said to me. Either I sell, buy me out, or I stay with one of your apartments, which I don't want to stay where I am now. I'm all right, but that's what the judge gave me the option to do. And I got to find a new lawyer and all that heck stuff.
Yeah. It is a lot, isn't it? I mean, you're being asked to do a lot as well. But you will succeed because you have the ace. It's a point of destiny. And you're coming up to a very, very big time at the end of the month, 29th of June. That's a time that you can make a wish. That's a time that you can really connect with everyone that's around you. And I think just take that as a point where now you're really able to look a long, long way into the future. I can see the horizon here for you. You've got a long life, you know, a very long life that is ahead for you. So you haven't got too much to worry about, too much to think about even. This is now a point where you can just say, all right, I've made all my sacrifices before. Now I'm taking my rightful place. I'm not going to let this chance or the opportunity run away from me. That's just not what's going to happen. And you will feel, I think, very much as though now it's your time. You're coming into your time. Do you have a good friend, female friend, who is helping you here?
Yeah, it's in the U.S. It's helping me as much as she can. She can, not with money, but she's struggling with that too. But she's helping me here, so
Yeah, well, she's going to be by your side, carrying alongside you some of those troubles that you're just ending. It's not a time that you're really able to do anything very much more than really what you're doing now. And now I think this is your moment to just put down your burden, stop worrying about anything anymore here, Rosemary. There's no point. Let everything take its natural course. That's how you are going to make those gains. Six of Wands. So yeah, work, that has been difficult. Has it been tricky, the workplace? Have you found that you can't really make any gains? Negotiate, try and negotiate and try and have your say. It's very important for you to be as vocal as you can be without upsetting anybody, but you will find that negotiations very much are on your side. Make a wish on the 29th of June. That's going to bring peace and harmony into your life. You've also got somebody with you in spirit here. There's a spiritual connection. There's a lady who is an ancestor. She's come in from a long, long way. I want to give you the initial of A here, maybe an Angie or Annie. It's got an E on the end of it. So I'm going to give you her, and you will connect, I think, with her in dreams. There's messages that are coming through. Do you know that name at all? Is that somebody around you now or an ancestor in spirit?
My real grandmother on my mom's side is Angela.
Is it?
And I know I know Angela.
Angie, that's what she was called, wasn't it? So I do have Angie there, who is, I think, protecting you. So as much as you may feel very vulnerable at this time, then please don't worry. Don't be concerned. You will be seeing opportunity open up, and that's going to give you a new drive forward. And you will find resolution. I'm sure of that. Your ancestor is coming through here to protect you and give you this new lease of life. You will put roots down in this new country. It will go right for you. Just a heavy heart. That's what I feel that you are literally sort of showing yourself at the moment, this heavy heart, a time of worry and a time of concern. But it's not going to be difficult. It's just different. So keep going there, Rosemary. And it's been a pleasure speaking to you. And I thoroughly hope that you are able to settle your life back down again and to give yourself some opportunities to relax. That's what you need. So we have Jean, I think, is it? Hello, Jean in Macon, Georgia. Hello, nice to see you. Hello, lovely to meet you. And let's have a look at you, shall we, Jean? We've had a lovely insight here with Rosemary. So thank you for that, Rosemary. And do have a wonderful escape, I think, into Italy. But for you, Jean, I've got you really in quite a predicament. That's what I want to say to you at the moment. And this is a predicament not of your own making. So you have the power within yourself to resolve differences, and I think that they are going to be fully resolved by the time you get to August this year. Very important for you. And I just think you want to leave behind some troubled times. I've got Mike or Michael here. Is that a name around you in your life right now, Jean?
Not right now, other than Archangel Michael.
Okay, all right. It might well be Michael being the angel that is resolving things for you. But August, September, you're in a new life almost then. And this is a point where now you're able to begin again. It's like going back to the beginning and starting again. There's lots of healing that has been sent to you already. So healing energy is prominent. That's not something that's going to disappear either. You will be feeling so much brighter, resolute in your decision making, and reconnecting as well after some disparity. So there will have been either difficulties or an argumentative situation around you and a man, but good news, it's on its way. Have you had some disagreements here with a partner? Is that what's happened here, Jean?
No, I haven't. I've been single for over a year. I recently just started dating on an app, so I'm chatting with a few people, but there's been no disagreement so far.
So I want to go back then to the last relationship that you were involved in, because that seems to be hanging around you. So I've still got that energy of relationship connections and being unhappy about that as well. So I'm going to give you a figure of eight. I want you to put in your mind's eye, just before you go to sleep tonight, his face actually in one of the bubbles in a figure of eight, your face in the other one. And I want you to imagine that you're cutting in your mind's eye that figure of eight, and that you are stable. You can see your face in the bubble when you go to sleep tonight, but you can't see his because you've cut him away from you. That energy, expectation, whatever it was that troubled you, is still with you. It's still hanging over you. And I feel that this is why you can't connect that truthfully or positively with somebody new. You've been on your own a year now. It's too long because there's somebody very special here for you. I've got the king. You've got a king that is coming, a king that is going to be in your life and showing you a great deal of love and acceptance and caring. It's a caring person, and he wants to connect to you. He's looking for you. Do you have dark hair? Are you a dark-haired brunette lady?
No, I do have dark hair. Yes, I have locks.
Okay. So have you lightened your hair then? Is that what's happened?
No, I haven't.
So you're the brunette. You're the dark-haired lady, yeah? Let's just get it right. Yeah, okay, Jean. So Jean with dark hair, you're the one that is now going to be meeting somebody bright and new and fabulous, fantastic, because I've got the Temperance card here. This is all about balance and harmony and you being able to reconnect now in a way that you have never been able to connect before. So now you have positive times. And this, I feel, Jean, is where you can start dating, start connecting, chatting, really feeling as though life is about to start again. I do want to give you the mic. I think that this is who you're going to be talking to and who you are going to be able to make a new plan with, a new relationship with, because that is him that I'm seeing. So the dark-haired brunette, that's you, connecting with this man here. He is the king in your future, the real person that you are able to see and to share some great times with. Love is abundant in your lifetime and in your future pathway, but we do have to cut those two circles in the figure of eight so that the past is not impinging too much onto your future dynamic, because you have a very powerful future that is allowing you to find the love place that you need. I do think as well that jobs and occupation are changing. Is that something that you're planning on doing as well, Jean?
I'm planning on taking my healing business more serious and my real estate career more serious. I've done it in passing, but not full time.
So this perhaps is where Archangel Michael will help you too, because he is going to be able to bring in that spiritual upliftment that you need. And Michael, I'm going to give you both names. It's Mike and Michael. So there is a very powerful performance here that is happening in your life, with abundance coming in for love and opportunity to be absolutely there for you. So now don't be looking at anything that's negative. Don't even think about negative times. That's not what you need. You need to be taking yourself really far, far away from those times and allow yourself positive energy as you're going forward. So Jean, I am going to wish you so much luck. I feel that August, September, they are the important times to remember here for you. And I feel that that's going to give you celebrations of life that is to come in. So your business activity will be amazingly strong as long as you can realize that it's the detail that is important. And again, taking you into a moneyed area. So we have this next card now. This is the Five of Pentacles. And in the tarot, this is taking you to an additional point where you will be able to earn more money. You'll be able to access funds that you perhaps can't at the moment. And therefore, you need to be looking long and hard at the business plan. Have you made a business plan, Jean?
No, not for these two areas.
And would you know how to do that? Have you thought about the ideas?
Would. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about it, but I do know how to do it.
Okay. So what is your big idea about the healing business? Do you want to see people in person? Do you want to do something online? Because technology is tricky. And this, I feel, is where you really do need to be bringing in expertise, some help around you. So what is it that is the forefront in your mind? Is it actually to be able to see people?
Yes, ma'am. So I've done distant Reiki over the last few years. I have like a 5-star review on Google, but I want to start seeing them in my house. So I'm turning my guest room into like a healing room. I also pet communication, plant communication. I do mediumship, intuitive tarot, like everything.
So with your mediumship and your spirit, this is where you're connecting through to it, the Archangel Michael, who is coming through for you an awful lot. But we need to be looking at this axis between July and August, July being an abundant time, August, so the end of July, beginning of August, and then going straight the way through until you get to October. So it's in the autumn time or the fall. That's when I think you will be encouraging customers to see you. You will be physically healing people. And that, I think, is the big start to your business. I'd see it more actually hands-on than it is online, because even with Reiki, it's being a Reiki master is an aspiration here for you. I can see that, I can feel it, but you do need to guide people as well into the best possible place that you will be able to impact those individuals much, much better. And I do see you with quite healing hands. And that's where perhaps sort of Indian head massage or the shoulders, I think they are very key to success for you. Do you like to do that? Is it around the head, brain, shoulder, that energy? Is that the chakra that you deal with?
You mean for my, I didn't hear the other part, for myself or with my clients?
Both.
Oh, for myself, I channel a lot almost all day long. So that's probably why. But with my clients, I just go where I feel intuitively guided to.
Okay. So I think it's around the brain, head, shoulders. That's your chakra. That's your area that I'm getting here, which would be one of real expertise for you and an opportunity for you to find that sort of sweet spot in your business activity. So that's where you are going to make these changes happen and absolutely open up your offering here, business platform, to meeting new people and to actually seeing them. I don't feel that online it is bringing the sort of results that you want, not at this stage. Right. So build up that client. It's a very powerful gift that you have. And once you start to use that gift and to channel the mediumship and spiritual elements too, this is really when you're beginning to get everything combined that allows you to make things perfect. So you've got a perfect time and a perfect place. Between July, August, and October, this is the point that you can use to be able to really polish up your skills and allow yourself real sense of purpose. So lots of luck is here. Remember, though, that you also have an opportunity for romance yourself. And I feel that that's what you want. That is what's missing. That's what you can take from this particular reading, that you're looking so very, very strongly at prosperity for yourself, but also for prosperity here, for love in your life. You will be taking some time. Don't be too choosy. Don't be thinking, oh, I don't want this or I don't want that. Start to look at all of the possibilities and the qualities that reside in the person that you want. So make your wish list, you know, full of wonderful personality qualities, being kind, being caring, being considerate, nurturing your needs, being helpful with partnering with money, being helpful to pay the bills, to plan the future as well. So planning ahead, very powerful. Remember, you've got the cards here. You've been given the cards to do it. And really join me perhaps on my platforms, Eleanor Grace Destiny, Eleanor Grace Psychic Evenings, on all of the social media sites, and join me in some of our live streams. So I'm wishing you well. And Jean, I do hope that you get to be meeting that partner. He's not very far away, and wishing you lots of love. I don't think you need it too much. You've got here, and that I think is making you whole again and very, very in your life. So blessings to you.
Thank you.
See you next week.